Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So sweet and savory pies with ingredients sourced locally, fresh warm baked biscuits and mouthwatering sandwiches are just a few of the highlights of Bang Bang Pie in Logan Square. And this year opened up their newest location in Ravenswood. And joining me is the man behind it all, and that is Michael Chapchek. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thrilled to have you in here. You know I'm a big fan of your place.
Indeed.
I am. Every trip I take from the burbs to downtown, I have to stop for something. Your fabulous sandwiches, your teas, your all kinds of good stuff. You had a vision for your place back in the early part of the decade, and it quickly became a fast-moving project.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, we started working on the project in the fall of 2011. Opened in the spring of 2012 and hit the ground running from there.
And you have a wonderful group of folks that work there, always smiles on their face. Like, you can tell they enjoy being a part of that place.
For sure. You know, I owe everything to them. I couldn't do it without my amazing staff. That's true. And so it's good to hear that you recognize that.
Absolutely. Oh, I wouldn't call it Disney, but I mean, it's just that type of interaction when you walk in there with people that, you know, they're just always so friendly. A couple of them greet me by name. It's just nice to see those smiling faces every day. Now, your food begins with the farmers and the butchers who raise it. I mean, really, it's all locally grown.
For sure. You know, I mean, we see Trent, our hog farmer, couple times a week. All our fruit in the summertime comes from Mick Klug family farm, Abby and Mick down in St. Joseph, Michigan, about 60, 70 miles from Bang Bang.
And you have a little, is it a little peach tree in the backyard?
What we do. When we first opened, we planted, probably 7 or 8 fruit trees. 4 of them remain, a peach, apricot, a plum, and an apple. We have a small garden also in the pie garden that grows a lot of herbs, tomatoes, things like that.
Now, when I bring the kids by and I literally park and we open the car door, you just, the aroma is amazing. And I always, my daughter always is like, ah, when she hears, smells it, because it is just so fabulous. Let's talk about your menu for breakfast and lunch first, because you're all about pies, but you've got some really great sandwiches that you serve every day.
Sure. You know, I mean, primary focus of the savory menu is built around the biscuit that you mentioned. You know, fluffy on the inside, a nice dark exterior on the outside. We have everything as simple as bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit to avocado to huevos, which is house-made chorizo with salsa verde, black bean puree, cilantro, pickled Fresno chilies. We also do savory pies, chicken pot pie, and throughout the winter we'll do a few more specials on those, ranging from, you know, shepherd's pie to a pizza pot pie.
Yeah, the sausage is my favorite. It's like a ginger sage patty, some cheese, and jam. So I wouldn't have thought of putting that together. And then you can add an egg. It's a mess to drive with, but it's really, really good. And then you got your ham with this Dijon chive butter in it. And then, yeah, the pot pies are absolutely amazing. I mean, just the crust on there is fabulous.
For sure. You know, the bakers do a really good job. That too, you know, the lard for the pie crust is sourced locally from Smoking Goose. And the pies, the chicken pot pie is one thing that I crave almost daily.
Candied bacon by the bag. That's indeed how I call it.
Indeed.
We always got to get a couple of those because they fight over those. And then a hash brown casserole, which is my daughter's favorite.
Well, that's good to hear.
It's yummy. It's absolutely yummy. Now, the sweet and savory pies. And, you know, I think for what you're making, I think your pies are very reasonable. They're $26, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're sliced into sixes. I know that, eights or twelves. They can come unsliced if you want them to, right?
Absolutely.
And there was some kind of code that I saw recently in there where you actually combine different slices of different pies into a pie. What is that all about?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we, it's kind of an off the menu item, if you will. We call it a Franken pie.
Yeah, Franken pie.
So we do.
That's right. Thank
we
you.
Generally have six slices or six varieties of pie. Some days, many as 7 or 8. But a Franken pie would be one of each. So it'd be key lime, chocolate pecan, always a slice of fruit, and then 3 semi seasonals.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the pies right now that you can get? Because I know we're in summer, so it'll change in the fall. But what do we have right
now? Indeed. Right now, we're at the end of the berry season. So right now, it is peach blueberry, which will transition into straight peach next week as the berries are kind of on their way out. We have key lime and chocolate pecan, as I mentioned. Chocolate pecan is something that's on the menu about 90% of the year.
Yeah, tell me what's in that. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a graham cracker crust, thrice baked graham cracker crust, about 86% dark chocolate, and then an ooey gooey pecan filling.
Oh,
that'll be amazing. Transitioning very shortly to a bourbon pecan that'll take us up to Thanksgiving. So same ingredients, but it's a slight bourbon tinge to it.
Nice.
and doesn't have the bitterness of the chocolate. We have a berries and cream pie right now with fresh raspberries, vanilla cream, and that's topped with blueberries and raspberries. That's one. Really,
I've had everything there.
Well, good.
Yeah, Roger, if you haven't been to Bang Bang, you got to head over there, buddy.
They're good. I found them by mistake one time.
Oh, there you go.
By trying to get around some road construction. And drove right past. I go, as I'm going by, I turn and look and say, ooh, I have to go there, as I kept going with the flow of traffic.
That's Michael moving the direction of the horses to his place.
Indeed.
There you go. Yes. Oh, that's how he did
that's
it.
That's how he
Very
did it.
Very ingenious.
Exactly.
It's actually why the Ohio Street Exodus closed.
Yeah. Take the detour through California, of course. And then what are we going to see starting in the fall? You said, obviously things change a little bit. We're going to see some apple, I'm assuming.
For sure. Apple starts probably middle September, early October, and that'll carry us. That's the one fruit pie that stays on the menu the longest. We only do it once a year, but it is on through pretty much the end of the year once it goes on. And different iterations, obviously. We do, apple cranberry around Thanksgiving. We'll do double crust. We'll do a crumble.
Sure.
Things like that. As I mentioned, the bourbon pecan. Key lime never leaves the menu. I mean, that's considered a lot of people's classic pie.
Yeah. You got to have some staples.
That has become one of our staples. Pumpkin will work its way in there. Various chocolates, citrus comes in. Right now we're doing a lemon curd with fresh raspberries, but that'll transition a little bit.
I ask if you've ever experimented with the probably non-traditional flavors?
For sure. Did you have something in mind? Or we definitely, we say we're kind of classic with the twist.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a balance between, doing the pies that people resonate with their family and their memories from growing up and then also providing something a little bit more unique or interesting to our thing. But
I always thought, what do you always almost always drink with pie?
Coffee.
Ooh. Coffee. So how about marrying the two?
We have done that, actually.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
All right.
And
now,
next time
great
it's on,
minds
I'll
think
I'll
alike.
Give, indeed, I'll give David a heads up so we can bring one by. But yeah, we've done a coffee cream before around St. Patrick's Day. We've done kind of like a Bailey's and coffee pie.
Well, speaking of that now, your coffees and your teas, that's a whole other experience because I love your iced tea. Like, I get two when I go there. I stock up for the day so I can have them for the afternoon, but all your teas and coffees are made for you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So our coffee's roasted down the street at Gaslight Coffee Roasters at Fullerton, Milwaukee. It's our custom blend, the Bang Bang blend. You can get it whole bean in the shop, and that does come with free coffee. And we have quite a few people that come in for their daily whole bean. And then the teas are we're a little bit closer to them now, but from Rare Tea Cellars in Ravenswood. So the tea that David's speaking of is a lychee noir. It's a black iced tea that just has a slight natural sweetness from lychee fruit.
It's amazing.
That you really can't put your finger on.
Now, the place I've been to is on 2051 North California. You have a new location at 4947 North Damon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were at California for about 4.5 years. We have a very good part of that community, and over those years had been offered, quite a few opportunities to expand in other neighborhoods and never just felt quite right. And in January of this year, there was a space that I'd been made aware of in the Ravenswood neighborhood on North Damon, and just always really, really resonated with that neighborhood, which, kind of neighbors Lincoln Square and Andersonville and all uptown and the whole north side for that matter. So
doing here? Some unique things in this location?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out 100%. We're about 3 months in, but we do have, some of the classics from the original place and some of some unique items. We just transitioned off the menu, but it will be returning. We had a Hot Chicks, which is a crispy fried chicken breast with pimento cheese, house pickles and truffle honey. That was really popular. That transitioned recently, like I said, to a brisket biscuit, a little bit more summery. So a smoked and braised barbecue brisket with coleslaw, kind of bringing the backyard barbecue to a biscuit.
Yeah. Are you doing salads there?
We have a wedge salad.
Okay, yeah.
Biscuit that's is pretty wedge spectacular. So picture, you know, the most delicious wedge salad from your favorite steakhouse and sandwich that between our buttery biscuit.
Pie bottom yogurt parfait?
That is still to be developed.
Okay, okay. Yes. No, but I'm getting excited about that because I said there's some new things you're trying to do.
Our granola is house-made, another thing, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own on the north side. You know, it's a little bit more... healthy clientele up there, so
okay.
We do.
You got to know your audience,
indeed. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. We sell quite a few parfaits, and then we do have retail bags of granola that people take home with us. So we've yet to actually go into the pie bottom.
And your pies are served around the city as well.
Indeed,
all kinds of other restaurants. You're
we're in about 40 restaurants right now.
That's amazing! Wow.
Yeah, so ranging from Parsons Fried Chicken and Fish. Down the street to, the Antique Tacos.
Yeah,
and they just opened, it's all the buzz right now, in Revival Food Hall, which is, in the financial district. It's a food hall that has about 20 premier restaurants from around town.
But Shake Shack, I saw the name in Shake Shack.
So yeah, Shake Shack. We're in the 3 locations in Chicago. I used to work for Danny Meyer in New York, so when I heard that they were coming to Chicago, I kind of put the feelers out there and was introduced to the right people.
Brilliant.
And that's been a really fun partnership. So what they do is they actually take our pie and mix it into their signature custard. Each location has its own. The Rush Street, Ohio Street has s'mores concrete.
Okay.
The CAA on Michigan Avenue has a banana cream pie concrete, and then the one in Old Orchard has a rotating It's cherry, I believe.
So it's a destination.
Indeed.
So Bang Bang Pie, again, folks, you got to check this out. 2051 North California, and their newest location is at 4947 North Damon. And for more on their menu, their pies, delivery, catering, whatever you want to look up, it's bangbangpie.com. And again, great people there too. You'll enjoy the whole experience. Michael, always a pleasure.
Same, David. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. It is 4:36 and it's time for the news with Mr. Roger Badish.